Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. I want to talk to you today about the Vibrant Happy Women movement. Why do we need a movement? Well, I think often about Pinterest and social media and magazines and TV shows and HGTV and all of these things that present the picture-perfect version of homes and lives and families. And then we compare all of these pictures, people's outsides, to our insides, to our worst self, and we feel guilty. And what does that cause inside of us? Stress, not good enough, lack, scarcity. I don't know about you, but those aren't the feelings I want to have. Instead, I want to feel abundant, excellent, amazing, beautiful, useful, like I'm contributing. And to do that, I absolutely cannot compare myself to other people. And I want to give you that same challenge. Starting today, take some time each day, I've said it before, to get out of the forest of these voices, these shoulds, these social expectations. Get out of that forest. Climb up to that mountain moment. Close your eyes and breathe in. Observe how you're feeling. Observe your thoughts. Observe your body. Notice what's going on there. And then let go of any thought, any belief, any feeling that doesn't serve you. The feelings that serve you help you to rise and to make a difference, to contribute, to share your gifts, to do what you feel passionate about, to make the world better. When we compare and we feel not good enough, we shrink back. We don't shine. We then don't try at all because compared to Susie, I can't do it. Let all of that go. Take 10 minutes every day when you close your eyes and forget those voices. You are out of the trees so you can see the forest from that mountain view. Now, as I established my New Year's resolutions this year, I've been thinking a lot about light, using my gifts to be a light. There is so much darkness in the world with politics and social media trolling, the opioid epidemic, and so many other things. But if each one of you listening could make a commitment to stop and be still in the place where you are, in your home, in your community, in your city, your state, and be a light. As you stand as a light, that means you're standing and you're rising up and you're shining. You're not comparing. As part of my goal to be a light and to be the most radiant version of myself, using the gifts God has given me, I feel happier. I feel whole and complete and connected to something greater than myself. And whenever that darkness happens in the world, the depressing media and political posts and the junk that sometimes runs around all over Facebook, it doesn't matter, because I remember when I took that time in the morning to get out of the trees, to have my daily 10-minute meditation and see the forest of my true purpose, to be a light in my family, to be a light to the women around me. Now, that doesn't mean I think I'm better. No way. Every single one of you has a gift or a talent to share. You can be a light in your special way. And the way you live your life will give someone else permission to live their life that way. And together we rise. Together we make the world a better place. So I want to challenge you to recommit. No matter where you are on your path with your New Year's resolutions or anything else, to recommit to taking that time every day to get out of the trees, to get away from those voices and shoulds and expectations and pressure and rushing, and stop, breathe, and pull up, imagining you're on the peak of a mountain with the clouds below you, blocking out any other concern. You're out of the trees. You can see the big picture of your life and tap in to a power greater than yourself. Then you can shine. Then you will be more patient with your kids. Then you will be more confident sharing your gifts with courage and conviction and vulnerability. And then you make this world better, which is what you were born to do. And that is the Vibrant Happy Women Movement. I'm so glad you're a part of it. Way to rock. You are a vibrant, happy woman. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.